Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. I have some commercial announcements. If you need auto body supplies and parts, go to autobodyparts1968.com or partsautomotive.biz. That's autobodyparts1968.com or partsautomotive.biz. The money I make from these businesses are used to fund purchasing of Bibles for Bible students. Also, if you're tired of hearing the same old malarkey music every day and you want to hear some good Christian music, I play at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White, and you can listen for free there. Again, that's songcastmusic.com/profiles, ending with an S, /Roderick White. All right, let me get my scriptures and I'll begin to read and interpret. And it goes to say at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I have to boast, there's nothing to be gained by it, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in union with the Messiah who 14 years ago was snatched up to the third heaven. Whether he was in the body or outside the body, I don't know. God knows. And I know that such a man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I don't know, God knows, was snatched into Gan Eden and heard things that cannot be put into words. Things are unlawful for a human being to utter. About such a man I will boast, but about myself I will not boast, except in regard to my weakness. If I did want to boast, I would not be foolish, because I would be speaking the truth. But because of the extraordinary greatness of the revelations, I refrain so that no one will think more of me than what words or deeds may warrant. Therefore, to keep from becoming overly proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from the adversary to pound away at me so that I wouldn't grow conceited. Three times I begged the Lord to take this away from me, but he told me, my grace is enough for you, for my power is brought to perfection in weakness. So we see here, through a lot of things that we may pray for endurance, for the ability to endure, a lot of things may not be taken away because the Lord's power is brought about in our weaknesses. So the Lord fulfills his word in our weaknesses and strengthens us up that way. So a lot of things may not be brought or taken away from us. He goes to say, therefore I am very happy to boast about my weakness in order that the insults, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties endured on behalf of the Messiah, for it is when I am weak that I am strong. I have behaved like a fool, but you forced me to do it. You should have been commending me, for I am in no way inferior to the super missionaries. Even if I am nothing, the things that prove I am a missionary, signs, wonders, and miracles were done in your presence despite what I have to endure. Also, if you would like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. It goes to say, the things that prove I am a missionary, signs, wonders, and miracles were done in your presence despite what I had to endure. Is there any way in which you have been behind any of the other congregations? other than in my not having been a burden to you. For this unfairness, please forgive me. Look, I am ready this third time to come and visit you, and I will not be a burden to you. For it is not what you own that I want, but you children are not supposed to save up for their parents, but parents for the children. And as for me, I will most gladly spend everything I have and be spent myself too for your sakes. If I love you more, I am to be loved less. So we learn one thing right here, where it says parents are to save up for their children. This is also letting us know that parents are to take care of their children. So if you bring children into the world, you're supposed to take care of those children. Not walk off and say it's not your son or daughter. It also goes to say, let it be granted then that I was not a burden to you, but crafty fellow that I am. I took you with trickery. Was it perhaps through someone I sent you that I took advantage of you? I urged Titus to go and sent the brother with him. Titus didn't take advantage of you, did he? Didn't we live by the same spirit and show you the same path? Perhaps you think that all this time we have been defending ourselves before you. No, we have been speaking inside of God, as those united with the Messiah should. My dear friends, it is all for your upbuilding. So we want to upbuild the brothers and sisters of the congregation, not to hold them down in a niggardly fashion or to hold them back from obtaining spiritual perfection. For I am afraid of coming and finding you not the way I want you to be, and also of not being found the way you want me to be. I am afraid of finding quarreling and jealousy, anger and rivalry, slander and gossip, arrogance and disorder. I am afraid that when I come again, my God may humiliate me in your presence, and that I will be grieved over many of those who sinned in the past and have not repented of impurity, fornication, debauchery that they have engaged in. So we want to be clean of these things, fornication, debauchery, sinning this way. And it goes to say, this will be the third time that I have come to visit you. Any charge must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. To those who sinned in the past and to the rest, I say beforehand, while absent, the same thing I said when I was with you the second time. If I come again, I will not spare you, since you are looking for proof of the Messiah speaking in me. He is not weak in dealing with you, but he is powerful among you. For although he was executed on a stake in weakness, now he lives by God's power. And we too are weak in union with him, but in dealing with you, we will live with him by God's power. Examine yourselves to see whether you are living the life of trust. So we want to live a life of trust in the word of God, in the words that the Messiah spoke and left for us, in the Tanakh. But we want to live by spirit and trust and faith. Test yourselves, don't you realize that Yeshua the Messiah is in you, unless you fail to pass the test. But I hope you will realize that we are not failures, and we pray to God that you will do nothing wrong. We are not concerned with our appearing successful, but with your doing what is right, even if we appear to be failures. For we cannot act against the truth only for it. So we rejoice whenever we are weak and think, and you are strong. Indeed, what we pray for is that you become perfect. So this is what we struggle for, to become perfect in our imperfect bodies and sinful bodies, through the Spirit. I write these things while away from you, so that when I am with you, I will not have to use my authority to deal sharply with you. For the Lord gave it to me for building up and not for tearing down. And now, brothers, shalom, put yourselves in order, pay attention to my advice. Be of one mind, live in shalom, and the God of love and shalom will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All God's people send greetings to you. The grace of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, the love of God, and the fellowship of Ruach HaKodesh be with you all. That is my ministries for tonight, and what we've learned from covering these two chapters is that we live by spirit and trust, and we want to live by spirit to defy the sinful body, to come out of imperfection. So through living by the spirit, you accomplish perfection, and this is what we want to do, is live by spirit or the word of God. All right, that is my ministry for today, and I will be saying a prayer and leaving you. Adonai, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up that they may be able to congregate on a regular basis. I pray that you continue to enable me to make sales at my business, to be able to pay for the Bibles that I distribute to the students. I pray that they will continue to call for the Bibles and learn your word and take in accurate knowledge and trust in you. I pray that you deliver them and give them salvation. I pray that you build them up, that they live by the Spirit and direct their footsteps to walk in a righteous path and not an unrighteous path. I pray this in the name of Yeshua and all things for them. Lessen their burdens and strengthen them up. Amen.